When they see who we are, then we can be who God made us to be in the job. And you can fly free with the eagle, free of charge, at the greatest show on earth. Jump on in.
Welcome to Black and Blue, the podcast that's just for you. We bring solutions to everyday problems. We are here to humanize the badge. By interviewing first responders and discussing their trainings, experiences, and publications. Black and Blue airs weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in.
One of the definitions I found about leaders in leadership is one person who's in charge who convinces others to follow, inspires confidence in others, moves them to action, and is the head person running the show. And that's we're going to talk more and more about leadership on this podcast, because leadership is for all of us.
If people want to reignite their passion, then that is a whole different thing than, like you said, quiet quitting. That's the people that have made the decision in their mind that no matter what, Tuesday at 5, I'm done. And you know, it's tragic to me. It's like an injury that goes on undiagnosed for years that finally ends up taking someone out. Whereas if you just got involved a little bit earlier, maybe that would have helped and you could have stopped something going bad, right?
Right.
But I would tell you this, if you want to reignite your passion, you're never going to hear me say, come here, sweetie, let me hold your hand and give you a tissue. But I'll walk with you. But here's the thing, it requires you. So action is more than words. And so here's the first step. Here's the first step I would tell anybody that's looking for to reignite their why and figure out how to live their interview. One, write down all the things that got you into the job. Write it down. Because when you write something down, man, it does something to the chemistry of your brain, the physiology of positive thinking, the transformative benefits of all that. But write that down. And then you look at that and try to figure out, how many of those things am I currently doing? If you want to reignite your passion, you take that, and I would spend some serious time. The 7 Habits of Law Enforcement was key for me when I went through that Franklin Covey product years ago. I wrote a mission statement. That's how I got developing my mission statement. And a mission statement is not a goal. You right. achieve goals. Mission statement is a path and direction, high level for your life, that is going to be specific enough for you, but broad enough that you can build into it and still never goes out of style. Kind of like this shirt, right? So I want to build a mission statement first. That's first thing, right? So you identify what's going on that got you excited, and then build a mission statement based off where you want to go. Second, and the process of doing all that, you're surrounding yourself. You are actively looking for mentors ahead of you, not behind you. The cool dude that benches everything and is a SWAT guy because he's got 14 minutes on is not the dude I need to be going to get mentoring from.
Right.
So you find a mentor or mentors, maybe one or two, and you have to do the work. You have to go to them and say your hat in the hand and go, excuse me, sir, may I have another? and get into their world, get into their orbit. And so from a supervisor standpoint, so you have that first thing is identify what got you going and set a mission. The second thing would be to develop a plan and surround that plan with mentors. Now, for my guys, it blew the mind of my department when I said, hey, what are we doing for career development for our guys? And they looked at me like, there's tests coming up, they can take them. I go, no, you're missing it. So as a leader, and I did this for myself too, I said, where are you going to be at the first year? Where are you going to be at the third year? Where are you going to be at the fifth year?
Right.
And if we did our job right, we'll do that whole thing 4 times. And I'm telling you, I helped walk through the first year with just introducing themselves to command staff and getting hour-long meetings so that selfishly the first time they got a discipline thing, they would know, oh, it's Klee. Well, Klee could never do that. We'd see Klee's heart because Klee and I talked last week.
Right.
And relationships are key. And then they start picking up tips. These rookie guys, these 1-year, 2-year guys, that's the first year. And then I'd say, where do you want to be in 5 years? I want to be canine, I want to be SWAT, I want to be FTO. All right. So the 3 years are that bridge work. How do we get there?
How do you get there?
What trainings, what certifications, what skills do we need to do? What classes? And then I would work hard at this is where that emotional bank account comes in. You have to build into that early so you can draw from it. So when I called the assistant chief and I said, I know you're going to be looking at approving a class and here's the money and you're not going to want to do it for these guys, but here's why you need to. And he would say on the finger, come here. And go, okay, because you're asking, I know you wouldn't ask if you didn't believe because you're a man of honor and character.
Right.
And I'm going to say, this is how you build into people. And so you want to reignite that passion. You've got to remember your legacy. Remember you and I talked about that? I don't know what my legacy is going to be like. People don't measure their legacy. It's the next generation that measures the effectiveness of your legacy. But I would challenge people first again, right? If we're going to take those notes, that first step is identify your why, identify what got you going. Second thing is write that mission statement surrounded by mentors and run it through with them.
Yeah.
You make great. I'm going to be a great canine, but it turns out you're not a good canine. You hate dogs. You're allergic to them. Well, that ain't going to work for you, bro. You'd be a great detective though. And have people that know you build into you and mold you a little bit because that's leadership and followership, a give and take. And that third part is that legacy impact, that setting the metric by which you're going to measure success. There's always from the old Sarah model, right? We have to assess whether or not what we did was effective. I would challenge people, the metrics you use to determine success will change the course of your life. As I get close to the camera, listen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Title, I can't look at money. I can't look at how many shiny things are on my Class A uniform. I measure victory in the amount of lives changed for the courageous nobility of our job, for the character development, and for the absence of crime. Thank you very much. The absence of crime doesn't mean that we're not doing anything. It means we did everything.
Exactly.
Right? We should be looking at the right metrics and then be willing to champion that and champion your people no matter what it takes. Because you want to learn something, you want to figure something out. They say, go be a teacher. You'll become the best learner. Those three steps, Sergeant B. Say could put those three steps in action right now.
Ooh, he might do that with the Eagle. Better beware.
The Eagle's telling tips to the bad guys. Change your life. Here are the three ways. Your areas that got you to live your interview to begin with. And so we identify what got us there. We set a plan and a mission to drive us forward. And then we put a plan in place, 1, 3, and 5, to measure the effectiveness later on down the road. And all of a sudden, you look back 5 years down the road, I have people that use this plan. I'll be a man or woman of integrity, of courageous nobility, that's willing to live out that example. If my life is going to be a guide to somebody, then I better make sure that the skeletons in my closet have all been addressed or that everybody knows about them so that there's no foothold to make me look sour. I don't want to be disingenuous. I want to be transparent. And I'll tell you right now, if you can do that, if you're listening now and you're wondering as an officer, a sergeant, a lieutenant, I got commanders that are talking to me about this stuff saying, yeah, but you know what it's like for me. Really? Jim? We'll use that, right? Really, Jim? Yeah. Because we were barbecuing at your house last week and you're telling me about your third mortgage kind of thing. So why don't we just have a second and realize that the people that we're called to serve and protect are not that different from us. And when they see who we are, then we can be who God made us to be in the job. And you can fly free with the Eagle, free of charge, at the greatest show on earth. Jump on in. Man.